Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another live broadcast of Tiger's Corner Talk Radio. I am your host, Ms. Bethany Jane, a.k.a. the Tiger's Queen, and this broadcast is brought to you by Tiger's Lane Enterprises, home of your personal coaching and business coaching needs, consulting, publishing, media, and stuff. We are also brought to you by the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'd like to welcome you to Inspiration Tuesday here on Tiger's Corner Talk Radio, where yours truly will give you just a little morsel of motivation and a big bowl of encouragement for joining me this evening. Tonight, I'd like to talk to you about abundant life. What is abundant life? Is it a life filled with monetary riches and expensive material things? Is it a life filled with love, peace, family, and friends? Is it all of the above? Or is abundant life really all about one's personal perception and belief? The scripture references I would actually like to use, the New American Standard Bible. And the first one is the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10, which says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The second reference comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, which says, "But seek first his kingdom and righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Now, while both of these scripture references directly or indirectly relate to abundant life, according to Wikipedia, abundant life is used to refer to Christian teaching on fullness of life. It is a term applied to the teachings and expectations of the groups and people who follow the teachings. I personally believe, I personally believe that abundant life goes beyond the world of Christianity. It is not just a spiritual concept and spiritual mindset, but it is also a practical concept and mindset. More specifically, what you might consider to be an abundant life might significantly differ from what I perceive to be an abundant life. However, at the end of the day, no matter one's personal belief or perception of this term, thing remains true and clear. Personal fulfillment is one of the most important factors in experiencing and achieving abundant life. Personal fulfillment could be achieving personal goals or giving back and helping others, doing missions work, having a family, having a successful career, teaching and motivating others, fighting for your country, pastoring a church, starting your own business, etc. Whatever you think would help you to achieve personal fulfillment. All of these things and more could bring personal fulfillment, which can ultimately equate to having an abundant life in the practical sense, say that none of these things matter if God's not at the center of your life. This goes back to one of my earlier scripture references, Matthew 6:33. I was always raised to seek God's direction and guidance in everything that I do. Now, have I always done that? Of course not. None of us have always done it. However, I can truly speak from experience when I say that I may not be a millionaire or have a mansion on the hill, but every time I have kept God at the center of my decisions and actions, He has always rewarded me with abundance and favor, has and continues to extend his grace to me, even in times of bad decisions and mistakes, shows me that his favor toward me is evident and abundant in my life. Now, I'm aware that some of you who will listen to this broadcast may not be of Christian faith, but I want to encourage you to know that having a fulfilled and abundant life is not just a Christian thing. It's about reflecting and taking inventory of your life and asking yourself if you are fulfilled and happy, even if you don't have a lot of monetary and material riches. It's about appreciating where you are in the present and where you want to go, as well as taking the steps necessary to get there. It's about realizing that there is a power and or being greater than you that has already paved the way for you to experience and live the abundant life promised to you as long as you do your work. So from this day forward, I would like to motivate you to live your best and abundant life on your job, in your business, at home, in your church, or place of spiritual worship, and in your community. A minister once told me that he believed the word busy stood for being under Satan's yoke. Once again, it's all about perception. I like to believe that the word busy stands for being under spiritual yearning. That is, being under spiritual yearning to grow, to mature, to develop, to prosper, and to live my best abundant life in everything I say, do, and set out to accomplish. So I want to encourage you to get busy and live in the abundance that you are destined to live. And with that being said, I hope that I have touched at least one of the personal stories of your faith and of your life. And ask yourself the question, am I living an abundant life? Am I living my best life? Am I fulfilled? Because that is the key to living an abundant life, is personal fulfillment, whatever that is to you. Take that inventory, and once you do that, see what it is that you need to do to get to where you want to be. Don't become complacent and stuck in the same place that you are. Live in the past and work towards the future. So I hope I have encouraged you to do this. I'm going to have first broadcast to close. Please vote the rest of this week. If you copy, be prepared, whatever it is to you. And I want to encourage you to send us this strategy to a sister's office by the 21st video, where I will be joined by the usual company. That is, we have a nice special note. Thank you so much for this. This is where you are this live or has a prepared episode. Either way, I appreciate your support. For information on this broadcast, or if you would like to follow CyberTech Talk Radio, please go to www.blogtalkradio.com/CyberTech and sign up and click the fire icon. You can also leave messages for me or any of my photos on my socials. And you may also follow us on Twitter at CyberTech_CyberTech. And for more information on Project 35, www.project35.com for more information. Again, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Go, peace, and love. Good night.